Hello and welcome to another in our series of recordings on Maseches Tamid. Just a quick run through the Masechta geared towards helping people who need to make a siyum in isolation on Erev Pesach. So we are on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph 29a. We are at the very top of the page. We're in the middle of a Mishnah. The Mishnah previously had talked about cleaning the ash off of the Mizbeach. And now that we're done with Trumas Hadeshen and we're done talking about the ashes, we talk about setting up the Mizbeach for the day's use. So, as Kahati on this Mishnah notes, there are three ma'arachos. There are three arrangements of wood on the Mizbeach. This is the big outer Mizbeach. You have a large arrangement of wood for the day's karban, the karban tamid, and after that. The second one is an arrangement of wood that will be allowed to burn into coals that they're going to use for the ketores, for the incense, and then a third arrangement of wood for maintaining fire on the Mizbeach. So we're going to be talking about the first two of those ma'arachos, those arrangements of wood. They brought wood up on the Mizbeach in order to arrange it for, again, the day's carbon. This is the big arrangement of wood. Any wood kosher for this purpose? No. Kala eitzim k'sherim l'ma'arocha. Technically, they're all good. Chutz mishal gefen v'shal zayis, but we don't use grapevines and we don't use olive wood for reasons the Gemara will explore. Alva be'elu hayiragilin. However, even though we say that many types of wood are kosher for this purpose, here are the ones they normally used. B'marbios shel te'ena, they used fig wood. Shel egos, they used wood from nut trees. Vishal eitz shemen, as well as wood that's called oil wood. This comes up in Yeshaya, comes up in Nehemiah. It was some kind of wood that burned well, perhaps it produced an oil, hence the name eitz shemen. It does not mean eitz zayit. It does not mean olive, that's for sure. See there as hamaracha gedola mizracha. So the large arrangement of wood was on the east side of the Mizbeach. V'chazisa mizracha. This is usually understood here to mean an opening, and at an opening on the east side, and the idea is that the wind would then blow into there and help inflame the flames on the Mizbeach. It is possible also the word chazis could mean a siman, a sign. Those who have learned the beginning of Bava Basra may be familiar with it from there. And it's a marker that's where they begin. But generally it's understood this is an opening in the arrangement of wood. Anyone who's tried to make a fire on a grill will probably be more familiar with this issue of needing proper ventilation. And the innermost ends of the wood would actually touch the tafuach, the big pile of ash that we talked about earlier in the Mishnah. And they would put a little bit of a space between the wood, and that was where they would insert small pieces of wood that would be used to ignite the ma'aracha. Fine. Then we talk about the second ma'aracha, the second arrangement of wood. Beru misham atzei teina yafim. They would choose from there some good pieces of fig wood. See there as ma'aracha shnei elektaris. And they would arrange the second one that would be used for coals that would be used for the ketores, for the incense. Keneged karen ma'aravis dromis. And that went near or opposite the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Mashuch min HaKeren Klapei Tzafon Arba Amos, 4 amma north from the actual south side of the Mizbeach. So in other words, if you can picture this, right, remember that you arrange your room generally when you're describing the Beis HaMikdash east-west. In the west you have the Heichal and then the Kodesh Kodashim inside that, and then on the east side you have the way out of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mizbeach is not quite centered in the Azara, in this big room that it's in. It's actually understood to be offset to the north. There's a discussion about this in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Zvachim, but it's offset to the north a bit. So you're taking the southwest corner, and you want the arrangement of wood for the Ketores to be on the southwest corner, but you can't do it all the way on the southwest corner for reasons we're about to explain, and so it's offset 4 amma north from that corner. What in the world is this all about? Why that spot? Why is it offset? The parish on the side of the page gives you a good explanation of what's going on. He says The challenge is this. The southern five amos of this Mizbeach are actually opposite the entrance to the Heichal, the inner room of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shulchan is, the Menorah is, the Kodesh Kodashim is. And you really want to have this pile of coals that you're going to be using for the Ketores to come from the Mizbeach on a spot that is opposite the entrance to the Heichal. So it should be in the five southern amos of the Mizbeach. However, the challenge that you have is that they're not all accessible, because starting from the southernmost end of the Mizbeach, you have an Amma Yesod, an Amma that is just the foundation of the Mizbeach, it's actually structure. Then you have on top an Amma Soveiv, you have the Amma that you would that goes around the Ma'aracha, around the area where the wood and the Karbonos are, where the Kohanim have to walk. And the Amma of the Kronos, you also have the Amma that has the corners of the Mizbeach, which are used for placing the blood on the Mizbeach. And then you have another Amma space in which the Kohanim have to be able to walk to have access to the Ma'aracha properly. Not talking about the outer walk, but now an inner one. So you've lost four Amos of width for the Mizbeach, and therefore it's only after that, in the fifth Amma, that you're going to be able to place the wood that you're going to use to make the coals for the Ketores. See the Perush there for a little bit more explanation. Okay, back in our Mishnah. We are about 10-12 lines down. Ba'omed chamesh si'in gecholim. The word ba'omed is read, it's written with an ayin here, but it's just like ba'omed with an aleph. It means approximately 5 si'in, 5 si'ah as a volume measure, of gecholim, of coals. That's what you want to be able to produce with that wood. So enough wood that it will produce 5 si'ah of coals. U'b'Shabbos ba'omed shmona si'in gecholim. And on Shabbos, you would need to put more wood to produce 8 si'ah of coals. Why? Shishama yunosnin shnei b'zichei levona shalachem upon him. The showbread, which was changed every Shabbos, involved two arrangements of frankincense that would have to be burned as well, and you wanted extra coals for that purpose. The parts of the karbanos that had not been burned fully on the Mizbeach the night before, that we had described in an earlier recording, moving off of the Mizbeach while they're doing this maintenance, now gets put back on the Ma'aracha, on the wood, and they lit the greater and smaller Ma'arachos. And then the Kohanim went down and went to the Lishkas Hagazis, a room where they're going to continue with assignments for the rest of the day's work. That's the end of our Mishnah, and the end, really, of the discussion of arranging the Ma'aracha for now. And we turn now to the Gemara's commentary on something we said in the previous recording. We said that the ashes on the Mizbeach could reach a pile of 300 kor. And I noted in the recording, that's a really, really large amount. 300 kor is the volume of 225 mikvaot, a mikvah being 40 sa'ah. You go back to the previous recording for all the math, 675 cubic amos. So, Amar Rava Guzma. Rava says, that's an exaggeration. Come on. Also, Hishku es hatame bekos shel zav. We'll see a later Mishnah which says that they gave the animal that was going to be brought for the Karban Tamid, they gave it water to drink from a gold cup. Why they're giving it water to drink at all is a discussion we'll see in the Gemara, but it drank from a gold vessel. And Amar Rava Guzma. Rava says that's an exaggeration also. It means that everything was very fancy and ornate. It doesn't mean they're actually using a gold vessel for this purpose. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami, jumping off from what Rava said here, says, Dibra Tara Lashon Havai, Dibra Neviim Lashon Havai, Dibra Chacham Lashon Havai. He says, you find that. You find that in the Chumash, you find it in Navi, and you find it also among the sages of the Mishnah, that they would actually speak in a way that was an exaggeration, just because they're trying to convey a general concept. And this is the way that they do it. Worth noting, by the way, even though he only gives you a statement about Chumash, Navi, and Mishnah, you also find it in the Gemara. There's a Tosus in Brachos Daf Chaf, who points out the use of the word 13 is sometimes a tip-off, that it just means a lot. So 13 Alisa de Dinri doesn't really mean 13 rooms or even vessels of gold. It means a lot of gold. Take a look at Tosus Brachos Chaf Amud Aleph, I think. So, back into Rabbi Ami. Dibra Torah Lashon Havai, Dichsiv, Harim Gidolos, Besoros Bashamayim. When the Meraglim come back and give their report, they say that they saw great cities, fortresses, Bashamayim, in the heavens. Bashamayim Sakadaitach. What, you think they really were that tall? They went up into the heavens? That's not what we mean. Ela Guzma. It's an exaggeration meant to convey these are really big cities. Dibru Chachamim Lashon Havai, or tall skyscrapers. Dibru Chachamim Lashon Havai. The Chachamim and the Mishnah also spoke in language that is Havai. What in the world are you talking about? Where did the Chachamim do that? Hade Amran, the case we just gave, Tafuach, the big pile, V'Hishku Esatamid B'Koshel Zav, as well as this issue of giving the Tamid to drink from a gold cup. It might strike you as strange that we went to the Chachamim instead of going to the Nevi'im here. And the Shita Mekubetzes in fact flips it. He has the Nevi'im first. Dibur Nevi'im Lashon Havai Dichsiv. The Nevi'im spoke in Lashon Havai as it is written, and we quote here from Malachim Aleph, there's a note on the side that inserts more of the psukim. Vayalu kolam acharav v'ha'am machalim b'chalilim v'tibaka ha'aretz l'kolam. At the coronation in the beginning of Malachim Aleph, we have this great description of how everybody went after him and they're playing instruments and the earth split with their sound of their voice. So it doesn't mean there was an earthquake because of the sound of their voice. This is not a seismological phenomenon. But that's what it felt like. Amar Rabbi Yanai or Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni Amar Shmuel b'shlosha makom l'stibu chacham b'lashon havai. He says, I have three mishnayos in which they speak b'lashon havai. Ve'eluhain, and here they are. Tafuach, the statement about the pile of ashes. Gefen uparoches. The gefen, the grapevine, we'll talk about that momentarily, as well as the paroches, the curtain in the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll explain momentarily as well. But first, we have to note, La Fuke Mide Rava, that this statement cited from Shmuel disagrees with Rava. Disnan, because the Mishnah says, Hishku es hatamid b'koshel zav, that they gave the carbon tamid to drink from a gold cup, Vama Rava Guzma, and Rava said that's just an exaggeration, it was something very fancy it drank from. Komash Malan, Hani in, Hasam lo, and the answer is no. Shmuel is saying that yes, there are exaggerations found in the Mishnah. However, that's not one of them. The Ein Anius B'Makom Ashiris, we have a principle, there is no poverty in a place of wealth. You may recall we mentioned this in the very beginning of the Masechta. So they actually used a gold cup. Go figure. Okay, the what are the cases that Shmuel thinks are guzma, are havai, or exaggeration? Tafuah hadi amran. So the big pile of ashes is one of them, and then gefen disanya. It's a brisa. Gefen zahav haisa omed es al pesach ha'echol. You had a gold grapevine that was at the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash. Umudle agave klunso. So it was draped over poles. V'chol misha misnadev aleh o gargir o eshkol maybe v'toleba. And people could dedicate, right? The tree of life type thing that you find in shuls, with building campaigns. So people would donate a gold leaf, literally, or a gargir, a particular grape or berry, or a eshkol, or a bunch of grapes, and they would hang it on that. Amar Blazer Rabbi Tzadok, Maisa Hayabinimnu Allah Shlosh Meos Kawanim Lefanosa. Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Tzadok says that at one point they needed to take 300 Kawanim in order to be able to move it, and that is the guzma. That's the exaggeration that you had that it took 300 Kawanim in order to move it. If you want to know more about what they used the gold for, if you take a look at the Rambam and the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah and Midos, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, you can see it discussed there. And what's the third guzma, right? One guzma is the ash on the Mizbeach, the second guzma is the size of this grapevine, and the third one involves paroches, the curtain in the Beis HaMikdash. You will recall that in the second Beis HaMikdash, instead of having a wall separating between the Kodesh Kadashim and outer areas, instead you had two parochos, you had two curtains. So here we learn about those curtains. Disnan. And we're on the third line on 29b. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel quotes Rabbi Shimon, son of the Sgan, presumably the Sgan Kohen Gadol. Paroches avya tefach al shivim ushnayim nimen ne'ereges. Says the paroches, this curtain was a tefach thick. Tefach, right? Rabbi Moshe tefach, 3.6 inches. Others give larger numbers. And it was made with 72 threads. Val kol nima v'nima esim v'arba chutin. And each of these threads was itself spun from 24 thinner threads. Arboim Amma, it's 40 amos long, the Rochba Rochava Esrim Amma, 20 amos wide, Umishmonim Ushtayim Ribo, added the word Naros, Nases, and it was made by 820,000 young girls. Wow. The Sheet of Mekubetzes changes Ribo to Rivos, which mean young girls, as opposed to 10,000. So according to him, it would actually be made it would actually be made by 82 young girls instead of 820,000. That makes a difference. But that's actually not the exaggeration part, according to the Rush. We haven't gotten there yet. The reason to use young girls to do it, the parish on the side of the page notes, is to make sure they haven't yet reached the age of Nida, and therefore this will be made entirely Tahor. Ushtayim osin b'choshana v'shana, they made two every year, meaning every year they're making two new ones to hang in the Beis HaMikdash. Ushlosh meos kohenim amad bilin osa, and that, according to the Rush, is the exaggeration. It says that they needed 300 kohenim to hold it in order to dip it in the mikvah. But why did they dip it in the mikvah at all? You took great pains to make sure that it was tahor. So the parish on the side, the commentary on the side, says that it's because they weren't sure. Maybe somebody, in fact, did make a tummy. Maybe one of the women became a nida. And therefore, to be safe, they would actually dip it in the mikvah, and they needed it. It would be so heavy, you needed 300 kohenim. And the Rush says that is the exaggeration. God willing, we'll pick up here the next recording.